Welcome back to the pregame show. Slavko Bekvic alongside Lugnuts outfielder and Midwest League All-Star Dalton Pompey. Pony, we want to ask you, first of all, the last three games you've been scorching hot. 7-for-12, and then last night that grand slam. But start off with that game against Kane County where you reached base all six times. How well are you seeing the ball right now?
I'm seeing it pretty well. You know, I'm trying to let the game come to me instead of trying to go get it. You know, in the past, you know, when I've struggled, I've been trying to do too much, and I've just, you know, been letting stuff come to me. If they throw me strikes, you know, I look for a pitch that I can hit, and if it's not there, I take it. And, you know, my job is to get on base, so that's what I try to do to help my team. So getting on base anywhere I can, walks, hits, you know, singles, whatever I can do to help the team, that's what I'm going to do.
Since the All-Star break, you're batting over .300, on-base percentage over .400. Did that experience help you get in that game-winning hit?
A little bit. I mean, I kind of talked with my agent, and we just talked about, you know, focusing and being in the moment sort of thing. But, I mean, the game-winning hit was awesome, you know. Being around all those good players, too, and coming through for the East squad, that was pretty big for my confidence going into the second half.
Obviously, like you said, your job is a guy at the top of the order, get on base. You've been drawing a lot of walks. The strikeouts have cut down. Is there any difference in what you've done over the last month, per se?
Just being more aggressive in terms of when I get my pitch, don't let it go by. You know, so in the first half, I was kind of just like, oh, let me see a strike or whatever, and then I kind of fell behind, and then that was the pitch I was looking to hit. But then, you know, the pitchers make adjustments and start throwing other things, and you know, I ended up struggling a little bit. But now, I look for a pitch in a certain spot, and when it's there, I swing. And if it's not, then I'll take it. And then I don't have a problem hitting with two strikes now because I'm more confident at the plate. So I trust my swing more, that I can put the ball in play and just go from there.
Last night you get your first home run of the season, a grand slam. How good did that feel to finally get off the schneid? We saw you coming around third, high-fiving everybody in the dugout. You were pretty pumped about that one.
Yeah, it was incredible. Like, I didn't even realize that the bases were loaded until I came to home plate. I was looking at home plate when I was rounding the bases, and I saw three guys. I was like, oh, I just hit a grand slam. And I was pretty excited. And you know, I'm not going to hit that many home runs, but I mean, I turned on that one. I got a good pitch to hit, and you know, I saw it go, and I saw it go over the fence, and I just sprinted around the bases. I didn't know what to do. I don't do that often, so it was an exciting feeling for me.
Was that one of the bigger home runs you've hit in your career?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I've hit some big home runs. I had a two home run game when it was my first year, but that one, a grand slam. I never hit a grand slam before, unless it was maybe inside the park when I was a little kid. But that was exciting for me.
You guys have seen Ismael Guillaume now four times this year, and every single time you've gotten him out of the game quickly, especially the three times that he's gotten a start. What is it about him on the mound? You guys just seem to have his number.
When he gets people on base, he just gets rattled. But when there's no one on base and you know he's got his stuff going for him, he's pretty good. And then as soon as a couple things happen, like something bad goes to happen, guy makes an error on his team, or we get a couple hits, and then his back is against the wall, he just loses it mentally, and then that's when we attack him, and then he ends up coming out of the game early.
He was cruising through the first four innings, had seven strikeouts. He goes, only had one base runner. What was the change in the fifth inning? Did you guys talk about what he had going that night? Were you chatting in the dugout about what he's featuring?
We were talking in the dugout because he has a lot of walks during the course of the season, and we were just saying, like, he's hitting his spots, like he's really dealing today. And then I remember Hawk got a hit, and then Nessie went first to third. And then when Hawk stole second base and everybody thought he was out, but he was safe, that really got in his head. And ever since then, he was just, when I was up to bat, he was just putting them in there, just fastball after fastball, but he wasn't throwing as hard. It was almost like he was trying to just get the ball over the plate. So we just looked for a pitch to hit, and then we got to him.
Now, we've seen you from the left side driving the ball to the opposite field. You like to get those extra base hits to the corner and left, but from the right side, you turned on a pitch middle in. Where do you feel you have more power?
I think I have more power right-handed when it's middle in. I mean, I don't hit too much right-handed, so, I mean, going the other way, I don't have a problem with it, but I don't think I have as much pop. But if I were to go in, like, a home run derby, per se, I'd hit right-handed, just because I know I have more pop, and I feel more comfortable hitting for power right-handed than I do left-handed.
Do you have a different approach at the plate, depending on whether you're batting left or right?
Yeah. I mean, when I hit right-handed, I like to look for the ball more out over the plate, maybe a little bit more in, and I like to take away. But when I hit left-handed, I like to look for the pitch more out over the plate instead of inside, because I like to hit the ball the other way left-handed.
What is your expectations now for yourself individually and for the team the rest of the season?
Just to keep going, just not to, you know, give in. We got 30-something more games left. You know, you can't shut it down. So I'm going to continue to go hard. And as a team, I mean, you know, we've had some bad breaks. We've played in some really good games and just come up on the short end. So we're just trying to stay strong and just keep playing the way we're playing. And things hopefully will turn around for us. And just not to give up. Just keep going.
You've been incredible on the base pass as well this year, stealing bags. What makes you so successful as a base stealer?
It's times, knowing their times, the home play, from when they pick up their leg to when the ball hits the catcher's mitt. So, I mean, I go off that because I know how fast they am and what I can and cannot go on. So I'm pretty smart with that. But also, I mean, pitchers fall into habits, right? So they'll do the same thing over and over. Maybe one look me, look home and throw. One look, throw, look home and throw. So I just key off that. And so, as soon as they look at me or turn their head, I just go. And I just take my chances. And most of the time, I'm right, you know. So that's the positive thing from Tim Raines that I took and just – you know, counting, sometimes I'll be on first base and they'll maybe take 5 seconds every time before they throw, and just little things you got to pick up on, and it really helps you in terms of stealing bases.
Do you have any memories from maybe an embarrassing moment that you've had on the bases?
I think one time I was rounding second, and there was a ball in the air and the guy caught it. I didn't think he was going to catch it, and I didn't touch second, and I just came back without touching second, and
through the grass?
Yeah, through the grass. And the other team knew it, and they touched second or whatever, and I was out. And then the coach was like, oh, you got to touch second on your way back. And I was like, oh, I didn't know that. I think you could just go back. And then that was embarrassing.
How long ago was this?
That was probably like 5 or 6 years ago, maybe when I was like 14-ish. So now I know every time I got to touch second or first or third, whichever base it is. So
that's Lugnuts outfielder Dalton Pompey. Pomp, thanks for the time.
No problem.
All right, we'll be back with more Lugnuts pregame right here on 92.1 Big Country.